It's summer. Movies have been moving. Vacations have been vacationing. I've been watching them, but I feel like this definitely deserved a review, unlike some of the others, which remain nameless, but still available for you to see in the box office. Today, we're getting into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem. After years of being sheltered from the human world, the Turtle Brothers set out to win the hearts of New Yorkers and be accepted as normal teenagers. Their new friend, April O'Neil, helps them take on a mysterious crime syndicate, but they soon get in over their heads when an army of mutants is unleashed upon them. The film is rated PG with a runtime of 1 hour and 39 minutes of animated comedy sci-fi adventure. And I'll say, although it is rated PG, it did hold my attention beginning to end, and it really didn't feel like the traditional runtime, even though I know some of the films that we've been getting as of late recently in this era are pretty much 2 hours, if we can help it. Sometimes it's just like, okay, you're doing way too much with this 2 hour runtime, but this was perfect. An hour and 39 minutes is solid, especially when it comes to animated films. Holds the attention of the adults as well as the children alike. And it didn't drag along at all. This is definitely just right. As always, this review will be spoiler-free, of course, and I do recommend seeing it as one of the summer capstones. I cannot believe summer is almost over, but definitely check this out before you start heading back to school, work, wherever you're going. Now, when I first saw the trailers for this, the animation style is what drew me in immediately. The sketchy CG blended with 2D, 3D seamlessly for that unique look that doesn't really rely on the shiny, almost too perfect, refined graphics that we're pretty much used to at this point. It's that comic book stop motion-esque visual that really added to the film's overall appeal. And I really liked how within the film, there's a lot of detail, but it was implied in certain situations. This is so random. This is more so like a designer slash artist feedback on the film and like stuff that you may or may not notice, but you probably will, even if you don't. I feel like aesthetically, it's extremely pleasing to watch. Big shout out to Mikros Animation and Cinesite for the originality. Expectation-wise, I wasn't expecting much. Now let me explain. I cannot lie. It's the Ninja Turtles. I mean, we've been here before, so the idea of this reimagining wasn't too exciting. But what did it for me was the cast. The turtles being voiced by teenagers looks significant, at least to me. It just makes sense. It's definitely the little things that add to the environment and those actors. They can actually grow with the franchise. More on that later. But in this film, we have Micah Abbey as Donatello, Shimon Brown Jr. as Michelangelo, Nicholas Cantu as Leonardo, Brady Noon as Raphael, Ayo Edebiri as April O'Neil, Maya Rudolph as Cynthia Outram, John Cena as Rocksteady, Seth Rogen as Bebop, Rose Byrne as Leatherhead, Natasha Demetrio as Wingnut, Giancarlo Esposito as Baxter Stockman, Jackie Chan as Splinter, Ice Cube as Superfly, Paul Rudd as Mondo Gecko, Austin Post as Ray Filet, Hannibal Buress as Genghis Frog, and there are some more special cameos, but with me saying that, you have to admit, that's a hell of a list. And for this film specifically, I feel like everyone fit their roles well. And nobody felt out of place, forced, or like they were doing the most when it came to the voice acting. Watching it definitely felt familiar. Almost if you were at home watching it, if that makes sense. Listen, I don't know. Nickelodeon tends to do this with their movies. It just feels very homey and familiar. But like I mentioned, the story, easy concept to grasp. The turtles were mutated by the ooze and raised in the sewers by Master Splinter. Yes, this is a story we all know very well, but the way it was written and builds upon the original concept and the balance that they keep with the modern flair was very dope. a little cringy at moments with the slang and some references that were too on the nose, but it's not terrible. I mean, unfortunately, we have to remember this is for kids as well. So it's kind of like the characters and subject matter we do hold close. They have to be brought into on the jokes and have it adapt and make sense for them too, which was fine. I still feel like they did a great job when it came to the balance of that. Ooh, the music. The score and the soundtrack are just chef's kiss. Perfect mood setter for the New York City environment and action-packed scenes. This is definitely for our era. I define that as we millennials, even a little bit before then, even though I hate that word. So essentially that covers those of us born between 1981 and 1996. Oh my God, that was so long ago. Ooh. No spoilers, but even the opening gets you hyped for what's to come. They really did their thing on the music. It beyond sets the tone, it just vibes throughout the entire movie. Box office wise, Mutant Mayhem did okay. But just keep in mind the other hyped movies it has to compete with. It debuted with 51 million worldwide. 43 million of that is domestic. And the budget to make the film was about 70 million. Didn't break even yet, but you still have time to go see it. And there's no reason it shouldn't be a success. Now, with all that being said, overall, I rate this. Dun, dun, dun. A 4 out of 5. I definitely didn't expect to enjoy this as much, but the writing, solid casting, and the story definitely did it for me. I'm happy Paramount decided to go the animated route rather than live action, because we did not need that. Please. Enough of the live action adaptations. No. And, in other news, an animated series and the sequel has been confirmed. So go see it so you're not falling behind the times. And honestly, just to be able to go to the theaters to see something that is worth it. Also, huge shout out to Seth Rogen, Jeff Rowe, and the entire production team for emphasizing the importance of true work-life balance. They stayed true to not overworking animators in order for them to create quality content without burning them out. You hear that? What a concept. I wish other organizations would adapt this and, you know, not only just put it in their handbooks or the About Me page, thinking that that's how they live and operate when they actually don't. But hand claps for flexibility and great management. Yay. Also, be sure to stick around for the credits. There is a mid-credit scene that's worth waiting for. Be sure to connect with us via Spotify poll and the Q&A sections, leaving your thoughts about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem. You can also do so on Instagram, Twitter, because I'm not calling it X, no, YouTube, or verbalvibemode.com. Feel free to leave a voicemail using the Anchor app. All links are in the description box. Peace.